There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national...
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Got one sitting here on the desk. I prefer carrying outside the waistband, and I just like the way this their paddle set up. It works in the as far as keeping it close to the body. I prefer that. Although the incog works really good too. But check them out. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We all heard about this Taliban attack on this school in Peshawar, Pakistan. 132 people, at least 100 of them children, were murdered in a Pakistani Taliban attack on an army school in Peshawar, according to provincial officials. This is the nightmare scenario that has been talked about on in some of the NRA media, where an attacking force, not a lone gunman, but force, trained in small unit tactics, descends upon a soft target like a school. Right after everything, up to a certain point, there were many children there that escaped. There were some that were held hostage, and reporters at the scene said they could still hear firing and explosions. Military helicopter gunships hovered above the school but were unable to open fire because of the hostages. Six or more attackers dressed in Army uniform mounted the assault on the school for the children of Army personnel shortly after 11 a.m. The attackers, some of them wearing suicide vests, managed to get into the school from the roof of a van parked next to a wall that butts up next to a graveyard, according to local police. They began firing at random. Another blew himself up as security guards approached. Student who was in the school at the time of the attack told local media the gunman entered class by class and shot some kids one by one. Now, no matter what you or I think about things like Virginia Tech, Columbine, or Newtown, all of those things pale in comparison to this attack. Altogether, the most recent tally suggests that 132 students, 10 faculty members, and 3 soldiers died in the Peshawar school assault. 145 people. All 7 terrorists were either killed by Pakistani military forces who cleared the school room by room or committed suicide as soldiers closed in. There are those that are saying it can happen here. Let me tell you, it will happen here. Counterterrorism experts have long anticipated this. Many, 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 remember me talking about them ignoring evil, many, many in our progressive dominated education system refuse to preemptively defend against these attacks because of their hatred of firearms and their complete inability or unwillingness to tell the proverbial sheepdogs that would protect them from the predatory wolves that would tear them apart. A group was hired by the state police department, unnamed, here in the United States to attack a school. Six of them, I think. Those five or six, when the state police descended upon them, killed the first 50 officers coming into the building. No, I don't have any information or data on what they believe the simulated innocent life loss would have been in this, but I presume it would have been high because they just killed 50 cops. This type of scenario is going to happen here. And it is going to be horrendous when it does. And it's not going to be about guns. It's going to be about ideas. And it's going to show the folly of certain ideas. It is going to happen here. In all likelihood, the terrorists who will carry out this attack will have streamed across the border from Mexico. Because current and past governments, both Democrat and Republican, have desired and still desire a large influx of illegal aliens and have thus left the border virtually undefended. I'm beginning to believe they do that as something to campaign against perpetually. They will likely follow the same routes as heroin imported from Southwest Asia into Mexico and then up and over the border, with the assistance of the same Mexican drug cartels that smuggle marijuana, heroin, and cocaine over the border. We saw this scenario in Act of Valor, that movie Act of Valor that supposedly is full of Navy SEALs in the cast. That was exactly the scenario they played out in there. And it traced the root of where everything was going. Where it began, where it originated, where they made the suicide vests, how they transported them, how they got them from point A to point B, how they landed in Mexico, in the middle of a drug cartel controlled area with an underground tunnel that just stretched from now to forever. And in that movie, they just barely catch the last terrorist as he's heading down into the tunnel. They do cap him. But, It's just straight up, just imagining that happening. Knowing these things, these elements are in place. Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, all rely on drug money for at least part of their financing. All have close contacts with their business associates and drug cartels in Mexico, and all have thought to have infiltrated the United States over our undefended border. What happens when this attack comes? Depending on where it is, sadly, because of all of these elements that have been put in place by your failing you politicians, by all of the guys always looking for a issue to campaign on, to be reelected on. Because most of the schools around in the United States don't have a gun in them, near them, or around them. What happens when this attack comes? Well, in that school, our students and the teachers and the staff will die. They will die. It will come to an end, but that will happen. I put out a little thing. I think we should surround schools with veterans, kitted up for combat, 6, 12, I don't care. That would maybe fight them back. That would give them a fighting chance. But the way we're set up now, I don't even know how armed teachers are going to fight against that. I hope they're training for it. We'll be right back. on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. I like the Scorpion line. I'm wondering how that's going to evolve. I am. Go check them out. In Charlotte, they had, in Mecklenburg County, they had this shooting where a child, a 15-year-old, who had lost his father in a murder. And the father was at his mechanic shop, his garage, that he owned and operated. And somebody just walked up on him and killed him. Now this child lives with his grandparents, and they had a home invasion, and this child obtained a firearm and shot and killed the intruder. And for some reason, we have a self-defense success, and people are wanting to talk about young people and guns in a manner where it sort of seems like they want to discourage them being able to use them. NBC Charlotte decided to take a look at who is buying and using weapons, and if the rush on guns is as strong now as it was a couple of years ago. Now, they point to studies and experts saying that gun sales are still strong, but of course not as strong as they were last year. The frenzy was tailing off towards the fourth quarter, and September of 2014 was bigger than September of 2013. It's taken a while for the ammunition to catch up. It's taken a while for some other things to catch up, but the supply chain is pretty strong right now. They ramped up production because I think they probably thought it was going to go on longer than it did, but it didn't. The gun sales that are happening right now, a lot of women are buying guns, and it's about personal protection now. It's all about personal protection. Sales to women are about up. They're up about, 200% over the last 2 years, and closer to 500% over the last two decades. I'm telling you, ladies, you rule. And it's all fear about crime. Women in particular not only wanting, have the criminal wanting money, pocketbooks, and credit cards, but they also have the sexual predator. They have to be extremely careful. I don't know if they have to be extremely worried. I think a woman that is trained with a firearm is a very dangerous opponent to come up on. If she's cross-trained a little bit in the martial arts and knows how to get her hands free if she needs to, and she gets that weapon out, I'm not messing with it. They point out that kids can't legally buy guns, but their parents can, and then give them to their children. This is sort of a, this whole article is sort of a, it's sort of a stab at them trying to say that gun companies market to children. Gun companies do buy child-sized weapons. That's probably because children can't hold up full-size weapons. I think that's why they make shorter, lighter versions of weapons. And there are children that like to shoot. There are children that like to hunt. There are children that start in, 8, 9, 10 years old. Younger than that in some cases. Families that are still intact and still have family traditions pass those on from person to person. Now, this is nothing new. I myself got my first gun when I was 12. A bolt-action, single-shot 22. It was little. It was lightweight. And my father and my uncle and my grandfather taught me how to shoot at 12. The first thing they taught me was to not point the gun at anybody else. Pretty good lesson. Like I saw at... shooting is becoming a family thing. It's becoming like going to the fair. or going to the lake. Instead of doing those things, now they go to the range. And the gun industry is changing to accommodate them. And like everything else, it's an evolving industry. Taking a child and giving them the skill set and the understanding of what a weapon is at an early age is excellent education. And yet, we have this incident where a child has had to shoot somebody in self-defense. And this is not the first time we've seen this. We've seen children shooting kidnappers. We've seen, we had this kid, I think it was out in the Northwest, that defended his family with his father's AR-15 as home invaders were coming through the door. This is not a new thing. What this is, it's a success between parent and children as far as communication, and it's a win. And why they want to get out there and double think the win. I think they're just asking the question to seem like deep thinking journalists. I can't stand deep thinking journalists. They really overcomplicate things. Let's see. You've educated your child with guns. He's very safe with guns, and he actually used one in a self-defense situation and did exactly what should be done by anybody having to do it. Let's think about that for a minute, shall we? Should that child have had that skill set? Should we have children doing adult things? You know, this child defended his grandmother and his grandfather successfully. He's already lost one. He's already lost his father. Is it possible that this child decided not again and did what he had to do? Some of us don't have to make that decision. Some of us are never going to have to face that decision where we say not again. Some of us are already at not at all. But this child has already been, he's already lost somebody. The fact that he was prepared to make sure he didn't lose somebody else. Everybody should be patting ourselves on our collective backs if it takes a village. If not, then the credit goes to his father, his grandfather, and everybody's taught that kid what to do. But we're not all patting ourselves on the back, are we? No, we've got to rethink it. Because it's got to be complicated. There's just nothing in the world that is uncomplicated. We will be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical, very affordable. At same price point you're going to find anywhere in a big box store. Better, though. Check them out. Christmas is coming up, and I love the Christmas season. And because my children are grown, of course, now their gifts get a little different. Now, right here is a gift that I'm going to be giving. It was picked, and I was pointed to it by the one that will actually receive the gift. There's a company out there called Canik. And Canik has come out with some very good, less expensive guns that will work in a self-defense situation, as good as about anything out there. And I believe that these guys are actually a spin-off of Canik or not, but there's a company called TriStar. TriStar makes clones. So, this Christmas, to keep with the festive Christmas season, I'm going to be giving a clone Jericho, which is also the Jericho, which was formerly brought in by, I think, by IMI, now being imported by IWI. But this is the clone. This is the TriStar T100. This is an all-metal pistol. Looks identical to the Jericho. I myself don't like it for me because the slide is shaved on the corner, so there's really nowhere to purchase when you're, because I like to do a brass check right about here. But this is an all-metal pistol. Comes with a 15-round magazine. It's in 9mm, although you can't get them in 40. $379 at Academy Sports. With, I mean, it's a clone of the CZ, is what it boils down to, which is what a clone. Jericho was a clone, and now, and now there's a clone of a clone. This is not a gun that I would mind carrying. I would carry this gun in self-defense, I think. I think I would. And there's a couple of good things about it. There's a lot of holsters that already fit it. If you have a holster for a Smith & Wesson M&P, it will fit this gun. And it comes with a spare magazine. It's 15-round capacity. It comes with a magazine loader. Not bad for $379. But, you know, the clone pistol. I've never talked too much about the clone pistol, but nothing. I don't see anything wrong with clone pistols. Interesting that these come along at this particular time as the public shift has happened. I'm showing this. Let me say this again. I'm giving this handgun to one of my children as a Christmas gift. Ho, ho, ho. Maybe there'll be some lefty progressive that sees this and it causes a spontaneous detonation. I don't want it to. I don't wish them any bad parts. But the problem is that they look upon this shift with and they're puzzled by it. There's no progressive policy, you see, that can possibly be wrong. So our lack of gun control has to be due to our collective short memory. Or that we don't know what's good for us. Or maybe it's like Jonathan Gruber says, and we're just stupid. And we have a lack of awareness. No, that's what the low info voter has. I have a lot of awareness. You have a lot of awareness. And this part of it that is so revealing is this is all due to dissemination of information. This is a segment of America being joined by other segments of America, getting the same information, looking at it, and coming up with the same conclusion, which is truly transcendence. Now, Gruber, like all of the, you know, his way is quite interesting because he's basically saying that the only way to get the progressive agenda is to be deceptive. And fortunately, for all of us, there are people like congressional Democrats and leaders of anti-gun groups who have the very necessary dizzying intellect needed to make up for the generally pathetic mental abilities of me and you. That is their unshakable belief. This is why they are always plotting and planning and working for the long term. Right now in Congress, they're trying to revive Manchin-Toomey as an example. According to Senator Chris Murphy, when you don't pass background checks, it's just much more likely that someone will get their hands on an illegal gun and use it to kill their neighbors on or their classmates. Really? Background checks have nothing to do with the illegal guns. Now we're using conflation to confuse. We have the same thing happening. We have the 95 school shootings that have happened since Newtown. And what has Congress done, according to Senator Murphy? Nothing. Blumenthal, stolen valor senator out of Connecticut, says Congress's failure to act makes it, in fact, an aider and abettor to those deaths that could be prevented. No. No, it doesn't. Congress not acting did not cause Newtown. It didn't cause Aurora. It did not cause the D.C. Naval Yard. It did not cause Santa Barbara. Congress not acting didn't cause any of that stuff. As a matter of fact, what it did cause in the case of the D.C. Naval Yard shooting and in the case of Santa Barbara, it ensured that there was going to be nobody armed there. And then on a micro level, it happened in Aurora. On a micro level, it happened in Connecticut. Happened in Columbine that way. Happened in Virginia Tech that way. Now, I don't know, who do I attribute this to? Mike Thompson, Democrat from California. The gun lobby has suggested that expanding background checks will only keep guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens because criminals will go around the law. But Democrats disagree. Background checks won't stop everyone, but it's our first line of defense. We need to expand it. We need to do it now. All that's missing there is if it saves even one life. Have you ever been able to attribute that one life? Who is the one life that gun control has saved? Point it out. Name the person, please. Please. If this were true, then there would be no individual rights because the exercise of virtually every right could be implicated in at least one death in a nation of more than 300 million people. Public policy is not made that way. Propaganda is made that way. They have abandoned the assault weapon ban, quote unquote, or the high capacity magazine ban. Because that ends careers. But they do have background checks. They are clinging to background checks. They're bitter clingers. I like that phrase. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. There's a G-Code holster for that TriStar I'm giving out. And that's because they just continue to innovate. And we'll have them on next week, and we'll talk about, maybe they can tell me some of the confidential stuff. And, you know, we'll just be talking about it on the air. Maybe I can make them think that it's just me and them talking. We'll see. Check them out. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Next week, on Monday, I'm going to have one of the gun rights examiners, Jessie Brote, from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. She wrote an excellent article the other day on the disarming of American veterans. We're going to discuss that at length. That'll be Monday. Christmas Day is going to be a rebroadcast, I think they call it nowadays. Not a rerun, but a rebroadcast. But we'll be there. We'll be here Christmas Eve. We'll be here day after Christmas. Christmas does fall on a Thursday, right? Yeah. I should know this. I don't. We'll work it out later. Let me give you some things that have happened recently. You've had a vicious assault by pool cue-wielding attackers at Eastern Florida State College in January. A string of attempted sexual assaults this fall at the University of Florida. Then the attack of a mentally ill former prosecuting attorney and alumnus of Florida State. And that's a few of the examples of crime that has been visited upon students in Florida. Just in Florida. There were no fatalities in the library shooting except for the shooter. One student, Farhan Rani Ahmed, was left permanently paralyzed. Nathan Scott, a member of the Students for Concealed Carry on campus, was shot in the leg. And I'm told he had a clear shot, and had he been allowed to have a gun, he could have stopped that. The fact that there were no fatalities in that is dumb luck, folks. Let's not sit up and raise the roof. That's dumb luck. Elijah Veliz, another student, was grazed by a round, and his bike also was hit. A fourth, Jason Durfus, was saved by a book that stopped the bullet meant for him. Could someone have had an opportunity to stop the FSS shooter at FSU, but was unable to because of the prohibition on campus carry? Of course they were, but it didn't stop the attacker. There was a law that didn't stop the attacker. There was a law that did stop the defender. In the case of the attack on the student at Eastern Florida State, the scenario was different. While being beaten and kicked, the student was able to retrieve his handgun that was lawfully stored in his car and shoot one of his assailants, ending the fight. The act of self-defense was determined to be justified, and there was no loss of life. Now, in Florida, recognizing that gun-free zones only disarm those who would obey the law, Representatives Gregory Stube of Sarasota and Senator Greg Evers of Baker have sponsored companion bills to remove college campuses from the prohibited places for concealed carry licenses. Now, in an attempt at fear-mongering, opponents are raising the specter of Animal House, drunk, drugged-up college children, you know, waving guns all around, law enforcement being too inept to determine who the bad guys are and who isn't a threat. That's always the thing. I especially love that part where the cops can't figure out who's good, who's bad. It's a very simple thing, really. Probably the defender will be around some wounded people trying to keep him back, and the shooter, well, he'll be alone. Except in Florida, except for the current, for trained current military and honorably discharged veterans, a licensee must be 21 years of age to get a gun permit. All licensees, even military, must also undergo state and federal background checks, provide proof of firearm safety training, and pay a licensing tax. These are the very same adults who can legally carry practically anywhere else in the state of Florida. Statistically, they are the most law-abiding demographic the data is available for, even more so than law enforcement officers. According to a 2011 congressional analysis, Florida Department of Agriculture statistics show that over 2.3 million licenses issued since 1987, only 168 are reported to have been revoked for a crime involving a firearm. That percentage is minuscule. College campuses are magnets. They are magnets to crime. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. You got young people, females. Sexual assault is not a new thing. It's just getting more press now. And instead of, once again, coming up with the common denominator of being able to defend yourself, everybody's wringing their hands trying to get, what's to do? What can we do? The U.S. Department of Education has stats that show us that year after year, our defenseless students become victims of violent crime about 5 days a week on average. And that is true in Florida and elsewhere. Just because you're going to school, just because you're trying to further your education, that doesn't mean you should have to do it helpless, does it? One of the things that did come out of Australia is that there are some people saying that Australia needs to abandon their gun ban. You think? David Leyenhelm, who is the federal crossbench center for the Liberal Democrats, said Australia is a nation of disarmed victims unable to protect themselves with weapons. He said the Sydney siege would not have happened in Texas or Florida. What happened in that cafe would have been most unlikely to have occurred in Florida, Texas, Vermont, or Alaska in America, or perhaps even Switzerland as well. He said it is unforgivable that Australia has turned into a nation of victims. Further, he said it would have been illegal for them to have had a knife, a stick, a pepper spray, a personal taser, mace, or anything like that for self-defense. I regard this as an absolute travesty. Tougher laws didn't prevent him, the gunman, from getting a gun. It's just not acceptable that we are all disarmed victims. Landholm quit the Liberal Party in 1996 when then Prime Minister John Howard brought in the harsher firearm gun law regime and banned semi-automatic weapons in response to the Port Arthur massacre that killed 35 people. In the 12 years up to Port Arthur, 13 gun massacres in Australia killed 107 people. Since then, there's been just one that killed 5 people, up until the tragic Sydney siege on Monday. A lot of current and former politicians, of course, have condemned Mr. Landholm. Tim Fisher, Deputy Prime Minister from 1996 to 1999, called the comments seductive nonsense. Debate will always go on in a good democracy, but where it is built on a pack of lies from the NRA, it should be dealt with swiftly. Greens acting leader Adam Bandt, opposition leader Bill Shorten, and New South Wales Premier Mike Baird were equally critical. Bandt said, "The idea that we will make Australia safer by becoming more like the United States just beggars belief. By all means, stay disarmed, guys. By all means, stay disarmed. From what I understand about the politicians in Australia, these guys walk around, all of them like little mini Bloombergs with their own little personal defense teams. And apparently in Australia, the Australian people are perfectly, I know this is not the case, believe me, but they act like everybody's okay with them, the special people, being protected and the rest of them not. But that's okay. You guys got voted into office. Fair enough. Fair enough, guys. You just had a successful terrorist action after a foiled terrorist action. There will be more. You will have to answer for it because your body count is about to start going up. We will do this again on Monday. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.